CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Republican primary for the presidential nomination for 2024. I welcome Daniel Henniger, writing his Wonderland column for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, deputy editor of the editorial page, looking at the two senior figures in both parties who right now have presumptive places at the table for the general election of 2024. Why? One is president of the United States and has declared his re-election campaign is underway. And the other, former president of the United States, who polls extremely well in individual primary states and nationally. But, Dan, a very good evening to you. If I understand your column correctly, these two senior figures of either party hold each other in place. They need each other. How so, Dan? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Well, they certainly in Joe Biden's case, it is pretty obvious, it seems to me, because for weeks and for all I know, in the last 60 minutes, Joe Biden keeps referring to the Republicans as the MAGA Republicans, the extremist MAGA party. I mean, that's what he's been describing the House Republicans as for the past 2 weeks. The House Republicans, led by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy has been out there trying to, I would say, in good faith, try to negotiate an extension of the debt ceiling. And Biden keeps referring to them as the extremist MAGA Republicans. MAGA is something Donald Trump originated, supposed to mean make America great again. But in Joe Biden's formulation, it's undoubtedly he's transformed it into something that's supposed to equate to January 6th. You may ask, what does this have to do with extending the debt ceiling? And it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with Joe Biden's determination to set up Donald Trump as his opponent in next year's presidential election, because that is the perhaps only thing out there that would allow Biden to have any hope of getting reelected to the presidency. If his opponent is something that he can, a person he can demonize as a MAGA Republican. So I wrote that Joe Biden has a kind of codependency on MAGA. And the irony is that his presumed opponent, Donald Trump, has his own codependency on MAGA. He has built his political life around this idea. It did originate as Make America Great Again, but I could not help but be struck at that town hall Trump did on CNN when he was asked if he would pardon some of the January 6th protesters, and he said he undoubtedly would pardon them. Whatever one thinks of the advisability of doing that, it does in fact join Donald Trump to the idea that MAGA and January 6th, the Capitol riot, are the same thing. So Joe Biden and Donald Trump are in some respect on exactly the same page. The question is, are the American people on that page? Do they want to be on that page?
Both candidates then leading in the polling. Well, let us put it this way. Presumptive candidates for the presidency depend upon January 6th for their election speech. That's it. When they go to the American people, they will repeat in many forms, January 6th, January 6th. Is that what we can expect, Dan?
Well, we can certainly expect it from Joe Biden. I think what we can expect from Donald Trump, if he were to be the nominee, is that he would probably talk a lot about, say, Hunter Biden. And in fact, I mean, Trump has addressed Biden in the last month or so, and he is, in fact, calling him the worst president ever, and say he's presiding over a destructive economy and inflation. The fact is, Joe Biden is the incumbent president. He's been in president for over 2 years now, and he has a record, and Trump is no fool. He's going to run against Biden's record. I don't think Trump will entirely wrap himself in January 6th. One related question out there is to what extent, if Trump is the nominee, he will insist that the 2020 election was rigged and stolen. I only raise that because I think that would put in peril Trump's ability to pull independent voters over to his side. All the recent polling suggests that Joe Biden is not leaking. He's just the bottom has fallen out under Joe Biden with independent voters. But if Trump gives them a reason, such as the idea that the 2020 election was stolen, not to be able to stomach his candidacy, all bets are off. Then Joe Biden, if he makes it that far, would have a chance.
The president makes the case that he's the only man, he's the only candidate who can defeat Donald Trump. Does the Democratic Party believe it, Dan?
You know, it's interesting, John. As we know, there was a point last year when Democrats themselves were beginning to suggest that maybe Joe Biden shouldn't be the candidate. That changed after the midterm elections when they didn't do as badly as they thought they were going to do. And they somehow concluded from that that Joe Biden could defeat Trump. And I think we may be heading into a different, back into the original cycle where Democrats are going to start expressing misgivings about Mr. Biden. And you probably, listeners have probably heard by now that CNN just has a poll out in which 66% of their respondents, to my mind almost incredibly, conclude that Biden's reelection would be either, quote, a disaster or, quote, a setback for the United States. That's really two-thirds of the people polled. If Biden's numbers keep going in that direction, you can be certain that there's going to be some primary challenges out there, and probably sooner than later, because people are going to have to raise money to be able to run against an incumbent president.
The younger members of the Republican Party are standing forth as candidates for the nomination. Haley from South Carolina, Scott from South Carolina, and now DeSantis from Florida. That is a challenge to Donald Trump. Is it a weighty challenge? Can Joe Biden count on the fact that Donald Trump will be there on Election Day?
No, I don't think Biden can count on that. I realize that Trump has been polling about 50%, but that has been pretty much without anybody officially, other than Nikki Haley, officially in there running against him. So I think in that kind of a situation, a lot of people polled will just default to Donald Trump, who is in fact a declared candidate. Now, Governor DeSantis, Senator Scott are going to start campaigning in Iowa. The Iowans want to listen to them. There will be polling out of Iowa, then New Hampshire, then South Carolina. We're going to have a real political contest, and I think the Trump numbers are going to at least tighten, and he himself is going to have to go into these states and make a case to the voters of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, and an open question is whether Trump is going to agree to get on a debate stage with Ron DeSantis and Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson, and whoever, Mike Pence, perhaps by then. And it's a formidable lineup. I watched Governor DeSantis conduct his interview on Fox with Trey Gowdy. I thought it was impressive. I thought he did a substantial job, and Trump is going to have to figure out a way to compete with that. It's not a foregone conclusion.
Memorial Day 2023, looking to the contest in 24. Dan Henniger, The Wall Street Journal editorial page. I'm John Batchelor.